What we'd like to do is talk a little bit about the whole charitable giving process, and we open it up to questions, and we're just going to explain how our charitable giving processes work at our various institutions and some of the ways we think as a tax practitioner you can add value to your institution and to yourself, to your role. And I guess I would start out with the concept of you want to be proactive rather than reactive. Has anyone ever been in a situation where you got a call and the gift is about completed and now they're asking you a tax question? Has anyone ever had that situation occur? Who has really? Never had that situation occur? And who cannot raise their hand at 5:15 or 6:15 if you're still on Eastern time, as I am. But here we want to talk about, you know, who's involved in the process, what is a gift, and why we're concerned about some of these things. And one of the things that many people will say, and I've heard all of us have heard this before, well, that's the donor's problem. Has anybody ever heard that? That's the donor's problem. Well, yes, it might be the donor's problem, but it may end up being your problem later down the road when in April they call up and say, Sean, you didn't tell me that I needed a qualified appraisal. And now my CPA tells me I don't get to take a tax deduction. So there's a lot of donor relations issues out there that even though some things may be donors' problems on the tax return, they become the institution's problems when it comes time for donor relations and will you ever see another gift from that donor. Every satisfied donor tells one person. Every dissatisfied donor tells 10 to 20 people about what happened at the institution.
And in my institution, it's usually the leadership, and I get in trouble.
Yeah, and then it's you. So although keep in mind, we're not the donor's tax advisors. We were talking about this at lunch. I'm surprised how many wealthy donors have poor advice.